Welcome to our podcast, Hey David, where Grandpa Rod talks about life and attitudes, hope and success. Each week, he raises a new topic for David to consider.
We hope it speaks to you too. We also hope you'll invite your friends to listen and that you'll share your comments with us. Here is Rod with today's topic.
Hi, I'm Rod MacArthur, David's grandpa and narrator of the Hey David podcasts. Thanks for listening. I want David to have the best grandfatherly counsel I can give. It could be that you'll gain some life pointers too. Welcome. Today I'm going to talk with David about the liberating power of forgiveness. Do you remember Nelson Mandela? Hey David, it's Grandpa. I heard a motivational talk about forgiveness the other day. I've thought a lot about it since. In fact, I thought about it so much that I decided to change my topic for this week. David, I want to talk with you about the impact that forgiveness, or the lack of forgiveness, can have in your life. The short version is this. If you want to be happy and free from anger and hatred, purposely forgive people. Take a minute now and reflect. What's the worst wrong you've ever suffered from anybody? How do you feel now as you remember it? Are you angry, tense, all bristly inside? Or are you sad? Are you feeling sad for yourself or for whoever wronged you? Throughout this talk, I will share with you some quotations I discovered about forgiveness. They are much better than the comment we frequently hear in men's circles, quote, "It's better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission," end quote. To me, that's an abuse of the concept of forgiveness. That's an exercise in self-will, playing on the gracious heart of the other person. Never go down that path. Never. On the other hand, these quotations are from people who have struggled against vicious opposition and therefore know the substance and value of genuine forgiveness. Pay attention. Like I said, your happiness and peace of mind depend upon you being willing to forgive. I almost said able to forgive. That would have been a missed statement. Everybody is able to forgive, but whether they are willing to forgive is another question. It is, in fact, the question we are examining. Quote, "Am I willing to forgive?" End quote. David, are you willing to forgive? Please say yes. Corrie Ten Boom said, "Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart." Corrie Ten Boom was a Dutch watchmaker, author, and a prisoner of Adolf Hitler. She knew what she was talking about, knew it well. She endured an experience that no one should be made to endure. For harboring Jews during Hitler's ethnic purge, she and her sisters were hauled off to a Nazi concentration camp. Sickness, inhumane conditions, malnutrition, and ongoing abuse from the guards left her weak and near death. Memories of such massive mistreatment as she endured could easily have settled in as hatred and bitterness. She refused, however, to let bitterness rule her life and make it miserable. Instead, she chose to forgive. In her words, it was an act of will. She did not let resentment or any lingering hatred control her. To forgive is to turn loose of a wrong suffered and let it go. It doesn't mean that the wrongdoer is declared innocent and guilt-free. It simply means that you have decided not to hang on to the hurt. You flush it from active memory, You don't allow it to subvert your thoughts. Forgiveness has nothing to do with absolving a criminal of his crime. It has everything to do with relieving yourself of the burden of being a victim. Let go of the pain and refuse to let bitterness or hatred rule and ruin your life. In the words of William Young, quote, "Forgiveness is not about forgetting. It's about letting go of another person's throat. Forgiveness does not create a relationship. Unless people speak the truth about what they have done and change their mind and behavior, a relationship of trust is not possible. When you forgive somebody, you certainly release them from judgment. But without true change, no relationship can be established. Forgiveness in no way requires you to trust the one you forgive." End quote. Trust must be built or restored by way of the gradual process of proving through words and behaviors that one is worthy of trust. Forgiveness provides the clean sheet in your heart upon which trust can begin. Without forgiveness, there is no hope for or basis of a relationship of trust. David, don't you know forgiveness is unfair? That's why it's so hard to forgive. It's also unjust. We want things in our world to be right. But a transgressor has wronged us. It doesn't seem fair or right that we should let go of the wrong. Shouldn't he have to pay? You see, forgiveness is not about the wrongdoer, it's about you. You will never be whole or rid of bitterness or hatred until you forgive. Period. Forgiveness comes easier for some than it does for others. It seems to depend upon your tolerance and the extent of the wrong. Consider one of the most selfless, modern-day messages of forgiveness, the life story of Nelson Mandela. After being imprisoned in South Africa for 27 years, simply for his protest of apartheid, one might expect that he would hold a huge grudge, or at least a small one. But as he so eloquently said himself, quote, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." End quote. Leaving bitterness and hatred behind is what forgiveness does for the forgiver. What Mandela chose to do, leave it behind, is what Jesus so boldly and publicly demonstrated when he said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing." In 2009, Clint Eastwood directed a movie, Invictus. It was about Mandela's courageous effort to dissolve the hatred of apartheid in South Africa and reunite the bitterly divided nation that he loved. South Africa's reunification was only possible through forgiveness. It didn't involve reparations, just forgiveness, and moving forward afresh. Reparation is a word used by embittered persons. They wish the past had been different, more just and humane. I wish the same, actually. Unfortunately, it can't be changed. But doesn't the demand for reparations keep hatred and bitterness alive? And as hatred and bitterness compound, like interest, the rift in the nation becomes a chasm, uncrossable. Forgiveness is the only way to heal a nation like South Africa, or a person like Corrie Ten Boom, or you, or me. Resentment is another word that spells misery to the unforgiving heart. The American Heritage Dictionary defines resentment as, quote, "indignation or ill will stemming from a feeling of having been wronged or offended," end quote. A simple explanation of resentment is to feel, sense, again, resent. If you were to replay the offense in your mind and feel again the pain of hurt or betrayal, you would allow the event to magnify rather than diminish. In point of fact, you would be hurting yourself again and again and again by the memory of resentment. Here's an illustration, David. Suppose it seemed to you that your brother wronged you somehow. You have two choices. You can forgive him, or you can keep thinking about how badly he treated you and let contempt smolder into full-blown anger. If you choose the latter, you will watch your relationship slowly tear apart. Brothers forever at odds. Until forgiveness heals the relationship. That is the corrosive, destructive power of resentment and the healing hand of forgiveness. Listen to the wisdom of Mandela. Resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. Forgiveness liberates the soul. It removes fear. That's why it's such a powerful weapon. You will achieve more in this world through acts of mercy than you will through acts of retribution. We must strive to be moved by a generosity of spirit that will enable us to outgrow hatred and conflicts of the past. We are inclined to want things to go back the way they were before the hurtful experience or the betrayal or the cheating and lying. We cherish the pristine view of our relationship, but it has been marred through betrayal or other hurtful experiences. That vision is shattered. Our heart, yearning for the past, engenders anger, hatred, or bitterness toward the ones who destroyed our pleasant past. Forgiveness doesn't seem fair because it doesn't repair the past. Forgiveness doesn't seem just because the hurts and betrayals of the past aren't held to account. But forgiveness is the only choice that will keep us from being locked in our past as in a prison. The power of forgiveness is also seen in personal growth. Every time you forgive, your heart increases in its capacity to love. Non-forgiveness, on the other hand, causes your heart to shrivel and harden. As I close, David, here are some undeniable truths about forgiveness. Forgiveness does not seem fair because it isn't fair. Forgive anyway. Forgiveness appears unjust because you do not hold the perpetrator accountable. He seems to be getting away with it. Forgive anyway. Forgiveness is hard because remembering the hurt is so vivid and painful. Forgive anyway. Until I forgive, I am a prisoner of my resentment. Forgiveness overcomes and extinguishes resentment. Without forgiveness, there is no healing. Forgiving expands one's heart. Always be willing to forgive. More than anything, I want your heart to always be soft and large. I want the joy of living to lift your spirits every day. Always be willing to forgive. It's an act of love toward others and the key to freedom for you. I love you, David. Thanks for listening. If you got something worth holding on to from this blurb, come back next Monday. Next week, I talk with David about Forrest Gump's famous line, "I know what love is." See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Hey David. If you have thoughts, comments, or questions, please send them to rod_macarthur@comcast.net. Rod will get back to you.
Also, check out the church's website, www.churchofauburnwa.com. You'll discover a ton of information. You may especially enjoy the page Blurbs from Rod.
Until next Monday, have a joy-filled week.